Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
6:22 on East Coast Breakfast, and I think we just need to get straight into it. There's some public shaming that's been happening with some very, very high-profile people. I'm sure you've seen it. You must have heard about it by now. They're very lovely. Very cool. We've met her. We've chatted to her. Rachel Kulisi, wife of Springbok captain Sia Kulisi, and the mother of their children. She's just made a very, very public statement on her Instagram page. And well, she's engaging on social media, and she's... well, can we just tell the story?
Yes.
Well, should we tell the backstory or the now story?
Well, the backstory to the now story.
I think the backstory is we all know that Rachel Kulisi calls out all these thirsty girls that try to slide into Sia Kulisi's DMs, that try to send him pictures and try to send him messages and continue what would be considered, generally considered, inappropriate behavior with a married man. Sia doesn't seem to curb this behavior, but the wife, Rachel, has taken it upon herself to engage with these people in on social media to get them to back off. Very publicly. And so why we're talking about this right now is it's happened again. So I'm not saying what has happened again. What I'm saying is Rachel has reacted on social media, calling out girls for sending pictures to her man, Sia Kulisi. She even posted... Can we play it?
Please.
Yeah.
Okay, Rachel posted this on her... it was Insta Stories last night.
But I just want to finish off this situation saying this. That the days of women having to take the shit and deal with the shit and do nothing about it are over.
Over. See, that's that over, you know, like, over.
So, it seems like she's thrown down the gauntlet. She's like, I'm not taking this anymore, you girls that are chasing my man. I don't see anything wrong with this. She's like, this is her partner, and she's trying to lay down the law. Is this something? Why is she being called out?
Because she likes attention, number one, and I like Rachel.
Yeah.
Heaven, what's up?
So you're upset that she likes attention?
Yes, she does.
How else in a very public relationship with literally every girl in every town that Sia goes and plays in, try to get in there, how is she supposed to stamp her authority?
Okay, so the first thing is, the only public thing about this relationship is that she's married to the Springbok captain.
Yeah.
That's the only public thing. Everything that happens behind closed doors, we don't need to know about. What we need to know about is Sia fit and in the right mental space for a rugby game? What we need to know.
So are you saying that Rachel needs to go find these girls one at a time and go and address them one at a time? Excuse me. Hi. Sorry to bother. Can you stop?
No, don't address the girls. The problem here is... is your husband, who's not blocking these girls on Instagram, who doesn't say anything, and he doesn't have to, because again, Sia Kulisi, we know him as the first black Springbok captain.
Yeah.
So we don't want to hear about his DMs. We don't care. We don't want it, because if we lose the World Cup, hey, guess who we're gonna blame? Rachel Kulisi. If this happens, if Sia has the worst game of his life for the Stormers this weekend, guess who we're going to blame now? Okay. Rachel Kulisi. See, that kind of concept there?
Yeah. So, boys, I have to just jump in here, because as much as we pretend like their private lives don't matter to us, they 100% do.
Because the wife makes it public, yeah.
Well, I think that Sia actually is a very flirtatious human being.
Okay, have you seen this?
I think that he is not rolling like a married man with four kids. I'm just going to say that. I think... No. Hold on.
This is the captain of the Springboks, Kerry
Miller. I think that Rachel can see through her husband. Yeah. That's what I think. I think that she's taken it the wrong route completely, and going public with this is completely incorrect. But instead of taking and dragging these women over the proverbial coals,
yeah,
I think she has to look straight at her partner and look at their relationship, because these are the women...
Okay, so on that point, pause there.
Yeah.
What makes you think she hasn't had this conversation with him?
Well, then, if she has to go to Instagram...
What makes you think that every single girl, it would seem, that Sia comes into company with or falls into contact with wants to get in there? So must she now tell her husband?
I think he's enjoying the ego stroke. Yeah. I think he's enjoying people flirt with him.
Yeah.
I think he's loving the fact that for now he gets to be Mr. Big Springbok captain. He's forgotten that he's this family man at home.
Yeah.
I think Rachel, on the other hand, needs to put herself and her kids first.
Yeah.
And maybe cut her losses. That's what I think.
Cut her losses.
Hey,
that's
holy.
What I think.
That's a big jump there.
Yeah, this is
I'm
a up here.
Counseling. Let's go for counseling first. Straight to cut your losses?
Well, she's being spoken about on KZN's number one breakfast show.
Yeah.
I think this is past counseling. Like, she's already made quite a massive statement.
All right, let me ask it.
I just don't think it's the women's fault. That's what I'm saying. I don't think the women need to be screamed at here. If they're being...
Oh, I agree with you.
...replied to and told, oh, yeah, send me that photo or whatever.
I think if there's one thing that you can use social media for, it's a massive broadcasting opportunity. And to broadcast to all the thirst traps out there, hands off my man. I don't see anything wrong with
that.
It's
not going to stop it. It's not going to stop anything.
Don't make it public, bro. This Oak is, I'll say that, you guys don't understand. He's the Springbok captain. you must understand that part.
Oh.
Well, look, either way, his head's not in the game. His head is in his DMs.
Oh, gosh.
So he needs to come right.
All right, let's stop talking where his head is. And we'll actually ask you, okay? Would you use social media? Would you publicly broadcast? Would you name and shame...
Scott, don't give him attention.
Would you name and shame on social media? Would you use that? The Instagram, the Twitter, and the Facebook. Would you use that to name and shame your partner, your husband, your wife, your partner, the love of your life? Would you use that platform? I need to know.
Oh,
like Rachel Khaleesi has just done in this scenario, would
Again.
You? Again. Mm. All right. So 089-310-9495. That's our number to call. 089-310-9495.
Or you can send us a voice note. 061-792-9495.
Can we just reset here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No one's saying Sia Khaleesi has cheated. All right? We're just following with the story that trended yesterday.
That's what I'm saying. She's overreacting because all Sia did was comment on the story.
Let's just reset the scene here. Right? Mm. So Rachel made a public... demand to all the ladies out there to stop being thirst traps and stop trying to get in with her husband. She said this specifically directed at a girl who had sent some DMs, the kind of pictures you only send to your proctologist, okay?
Especially if you're a woman.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to politely say the posterior region. You know, you're not sending those to like, hey, look at the sunset.
Can I please protect the woman here?
Yes.
In question.
That one, yeah?
She did not send the picture.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No, she didn't do that.
Okay.
Because straight afterwards, I followed her on Instagram.
She posted it.
She posted a picture of her bum.
Yeah.
On her feed.
On her feed, on the Insta story.
Mm-hmm.
Sia sent a comment.
Yeah.
We don't know what happened after that.
Okay, what did she change her handle to? The hashtag handle to?
Official... What? No,
Chocolate Addict Cape Town.
Chocolate Addict Cape Town.
Wait, but she's like my last search.
It is. I've got it open right here.
What is it?
Chocolate Addict Cape Town.
Yeah.
So she's not being very ambiguous there. Either way, Rachel called her out and all the other thirsty women out as well. So we're in the situation right now where we're asking the question, would you publicly shame? When I say public, it's obviously social media, it's public. Would you publicly name and shame your partner in a similar scenario? Kerry, before we went into the double play, said, you know what? Rachel needs to cut her losses here. She needs to maybe consider Splitsville. Sky, on the other hand, is like, this is the Springbok captain. He's a stallion, and he will be paraded from town to town.
And don't air your dirty laundry to the whole world.
So Rachel doesn't have a say in this.
No, she does. No. You can discipline your husband.
She only has a say to
you can
him.
Discipline your husband. Oh, my
yes, discipline
goodness.
Your husband. Yes. But not Fit Minky, because she's changed her Instagram, by the way, again. Now it's fitminky_za.
Mm-hmm.
Mickey Booty.
Oh, she accepted your request.
Yeah, she did, yeah.
So look, on Twitter, @waviest_baby says this, and I quote, I wish Rachel Khaleesi could spare herself the embarrassment and understand that she's married to a public figure who will always get attention from women. It's inevitable. If she wants to fight, she should do it with her husband who entertains these women, not the women.
Yes.
Which okay. I do agree with that.
No, okay. I agree that you should take it up with your husband. But again, it's thousands of women that are transgressing. Someone has to address the thirsty woman. Yeah. Like every man that fools around. There's a woman who equally wants to fool around.
Okay, hold on a sec. Hold on a second.
Yes, go for it. Yes.
These women are not married to Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
These women could all be single women who, by the way, don't necessarily follow Sia's private life. No? And he's a good-looking man. He comes up to them and goes,
Hang on, are you saying there's a woman in South Africa that doesn't know Sia Kolisi is married?
You never know.
I'm just saying, Darren.
Yeah.
He goes up. He's definitely entertaining the flirts of these. He's obviously got beautiful taste. He's got a beautiful wife.
Yes.
Who, before she popped out his four children or how many children they had together, because they've got two children together, and they got two that they adopted. And here she is at home with the kids, etc. And he's still out enjoying the life, mm-hmm. which is fine. If he wants to be a single man, he must choose the single life. But not to just put it all on these women as if these thirsty women are just throwing themselves at Sia.
100%, because the one with the contract here is Sia Kolisi with Rachel. Mm. Not Mickey Zeresh. No contract there. Just say.
Stevie79 on Twitter says, if he's a public figure, he deserves public shaming.
No, he's our captain, Springbok, World Cup year. Please,
Stevie, please.
Send him like motivational quotes and stuff. or like, I don't know. But don't do this, man.
All right. How do you feel about the public shaming?
It's Leah from The Bluff.
How's it?
And yes, I would use social media to put my ex or my current stinky laundry out there. The world needs to know what they're getting into.
Okay.
And if she stinks, they need to stay away. 100%.
Yeah.
Social service.
Mm-hmm. Especially in The Bluff. That's how they're all.
Morning, breakfast team. Morning. This is Jackie. I totally agree with Kerry. I think that by doing this public announcement, she's advertising how insecure she is in a relationship, and she's basically advertising the fact that if they have had the conversation, he's not taking any notice of her. And Sky, yes, he's the Springbok captain, and therefore he's a role model to all the boys in this country. And if he's going to be a role model to all the boys in this country, then he should be putting his family first and not entertaining all these little messages in his DMs.
Coach? Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Help me out there, Coach. What do you think about that, Coach?
No, Jackie's got a point. But again, it's a World Cup year, guys.
Also, I've heard.
It's a World Cup year.
For sportsmen to get the best, and this is a true thing, I've heard that abstinence is the best thing to practice before a big sporting event.
Coach, we all know that, right?
Yes, of course.
So that is the answer for everyone.
Absolutely. But after the game, it's open season, apparently.
Yeah.
Darren Hall, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays 6 to 9 a.m.